Well, hello, everyone. I am so pleased to be with you. I sure miss everyone. Welcome to our May Gridmaster, and our entire European membership is going to participate. This is going to be a real exciting transmission. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Alexander.
So hello, everyone. Welcome to our second Gridmaster service call on Sunday, May 16th. As you know, the European group is host of today's meeting. And as Joan said, I'm Alexander. And Helen will take over the first of three parts and talk about her picture she has created. You know, she's an artist. And not especially for today, but it was her wish to present it today. Oh, no, you took it away.
Okay, shall I start now, Alexander?
Wait. I had a little more.
Good.
So that you have time to appreciate it energetically, we thought that it would be good to look at it for a few minutes after Helen's explanation. While I'm playing perhaps my singing bowl or chant a little, let's see what will happen. In our second part, Beth and Kathleen are talking, as you know, about the ley lines and power points here in Europe, especially in Switzerland, and as I know, in Great Britain. I got no idea what they will present us in the end, so I'm extremely excited about their input. In our third part, Soyla and I are guiding you into an energetic meditation, which means that not words are standing in the forefront, but sitting in focused silence. Here too, I will get in after a while with singing and leading over to different parts of the meditation with my singing bowl. So I hope you enjoy our meeting now, and it would be nice, as you probably seek, is a picture Helen has painted for us in the forefront. And here is Helen.
Hello, everyone. Being a painter, I felt that my contribution to this session would have to be a painting. Several years ago, I started this painting as an experiment, not knowing where it would lead me. I think it must have been in the early years of mastering alchemy. Having worked on it for many months, I put it aside, not totally aware of what it was all about. After having joined Seating the Divine, I put the painting up on the wall again, and it struck me that the energies in it I had experienced in the meditations in this group. I see all the four elements, the wave or water, earth or cliffs, the air, and the fire or light. Not to forget the pink energy dominating the picture. The painting also gives an uplifting, weightless sensation and connection to light. It is as if the painting has been showing me the way forward, or that I have been guided to see the way in advance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Soda vega maera, soda vana, soda meriaro, wei anawake, sunahe, sunaheira.
So if Beth and Catherine would like now bring her input.
Thank you for that beautiful beginning with the energetic painting, all the colors, beautiful bell. The singing, the chanting, all of that connects with the energetic lines. And as we connect our energy body to the soul star and to the earth star and to the center of the earth, let us explore some of the links we share with the earth grids, which resonate throughout the world. Through the pink diamond, we are connecting with the four directions, the animal, the mineral kingdoms, the elementals and the elements of earth, the air, the fire, the water, the earth, and the fifth element of love, which we have now really understood is the basis of creation. We, with our beloved archangels, beings of light, we have become, we've connected our pillars of light in the diamond, uniting with the sacred feminine and the masculine through Yeshua and the Magdalene in the center. This creates the balance and unity for creating our new earth. Among the many earth grids here in Western Europe, we in the seating of the divine group are very connected to those grids emanating from Finland and the Nordic countries, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, France, Spain, United Kingdom, England, Scotland, Ireland. You may have visited some of these countries and power spots, and felt the energy lines which are connected throughout the world. Here in Switzerland and France, we have Mont Blanc, which is the highest mountain in Europe, which is the domain of Saint-Germain over Lake Geneva. We can see Mont Blanc from Lake Geneva, and it connects. Mont Blanc connects to Mount Shasta in California, which is also a domain of Saint Germain. The waters of the Alps run into the rivers, both towards Germany and Austria, and the Rhine, and to the south towards the Rhone, which passes through Lake Geneva down to the Mediterranean, which connects with Mary Magdalene, energetic power spots in France. Both Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary left Jerusalem after the difficult times following the crucifixion and resurrection of Yeshua. They traveled by water to France, and there has been a continued tradition of the divine feminine throughout Europe, which reaches down all the way to Spain and Portugal. Let us take a moment to reflect on our role as co-creators through the energy lines of the earth. As we see renewed strife in many countries of the world right now, let us send peace through our hearts and our light bodies and the crucible to these energetic grid lines to bring harmony and peace through ourselves and to the earth. Catherine,
here. Thank you, Beth. So here in the UK, I live and work in very close proximity to both the Mary and Michael ley lines. I make and sell vibrational essences, and the Mary line runs through the village where we have our business premises and goes on to run very close to the bottom of my garden, 10 miles away. Something I had no idea was the case when I moved to this house 4 years ago. I recently also discovered that the village where our business premises are, now called Pulham Market, was originally called Pulham St. Mary Magdalene. I make many of the mother essences for our business in my garden under the big copper Stargate pyramid that I have there. I can feel the Stargate has connected into the Mary line and is now amplifying the area all around, which is most exciting. I often sit under this pyramid to meditate, weather permitting, and ask to circulate the energies as far as possible. Thinking about how our group is spread around the world and how we each connect into the various ley lines and crystal grid systems where we live, and how these are all ultimately interconnected, makes it feel important to bring this into our awareness for our session. Today, as we focus on expanding the light within our light body, drawing it through the chakras into the meridian system in our physical body, we would like to invite you to consciously connect to the ley lines and crystal grids in your own area, and see the energies flowing through the earth in a grand loop that will help to energize the earth and make the frequencies of the light templates more available to all kingdoms of life. This morning, I called upon the Dragon Kingdom and requested assistance to help us with this. The Rainbow Dragon and Thor's Red, Black, and Gold Dragon stepped forward to help us. So let's take a few deep breaths and focus our attention into our sacred heart center, connecting with the Christed matrix in the center of the earth through your grounding cord. Feel yourself anchored firmly into the earth like a giant tree, with its intricate root system that nourishes and supports it. Feel your connection into your local ley lines and crystal grids. Take a moment to also recognize and bring fully online your communication system with the cosmos through your axiotonal lines. Be present with yourself and your connection to all that is. As beings in incarnation with physical bodies that have all these connections activated, we become the rainbow bridge that allows heaven and earth to reconnect in a truly magnificent way. Let's sit with this for a few minutes in silence, and then Soile and Alexander will lead us in a meditation.
Thank you, Kathleen. As she announced, it's now our part, Soyle and mine, to guide you into a meditation, which will be of three parts. As I said, it's a more energetic meditation where there's more silence. So we keep it in three parts of each time of 10 minutes. And I invite now Soyle to start with a beautiful meditation. Thank you.
Thank you, Alexander. This is very exciting for me. So I'm leading quite a meditation in my language, but this is my first time when I do it in English. So I'm excited to do and expand myself. So as Alexander said, there is three parts. First part is that we prepare ourselves. And after that, Alexander is doing chanting, or I don't know, whatever he's doing. And after that, we take some energies inside our physical body. And after that, Alexander is also doing something. And the third part is when we transmit. So we are preparing, we are taking inside our physical body, and after that we are transmitting the energy, and after that we are done. So you can continue as long as you are feeling to transmit. Okay, so first part, close your eyes and relax your body. And take a moment and feel yourself. How do you feel inside of your body? That you turn your focus inside of your body. And you just relax. You open up your sacred heart, and you feel sacred heart consciousness. And in sacred heart, there is a pink diamond, and that is love. Inside of your body. That is your connection to the Creator. And when you stay in your sacred heart consciousness and your pink diamond very stably, you can open up your third eye and you can see very clearly what is going on around your world. So now, open up your third eye. And with your third eye, see your light body. How it is radiating around your body. And let yourself relax. You are very powerful. And now you turn your focus to your Merkaba field, and you are aware it's spinning 100% speed of light. There's a three-star tetrahedron that is spinning in your Merkaba field. There is your own star tetrahedron, then there is a white, and then there is a purple. and you increase your Merkaba field spinning 130% of light. And that is very important for us to stay there, that we can hold that light entire year. There is lots of chaos outside of the world. And you open up your triad system, so you put your focus on your fourth triad. You see with your third eye how it's spinning. Third triad is spinning. Second triad is spinning inside your head. First triad is spinning in your heart, center, throat. And you are aware of your lower chakras. You open up your energy. When you open up your triads, you are increasing your light. Now we are together opening up our light. And you feel that light. It's you. And now, one by one, we enter to our crucible. And when we are together, we are very, very powerful. There is a lot of light. And you are aware there is a Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, Yeshua, and Uriel, and they are with us. Hold this meditation when we are transmitting the energy. And now you stay in these energies, and Alexander is doing chanting. And you can also chant if you feel so.
Yeah.
Now you are aware your center channel, your center line, that is ley line inside of your body. And you are connecting with that ley line to ley lines of to the earth. And you ground yourself. You are present in your physical body. We are here to do our service that we are in our physical body. And you feel your physical body. And now you are aware your breathing. When you inhale, you take your inhale down in your center channel to your first chakra. And there is moment of pause. Pause could be like void, it's emptiness. And when you start, your inhale, you take your energy, your inhale to your first chakra. And there is a pause, void, and you, when you exhale, you take your energy down. Exhale, you take your energy down to your first chakra. There is a pause. And after that, you inhale and you let that emptiness to be filled with element of love. And when you inhale, you expand your shoulders. You take your breath a little up. And then you exhale, you go down through your center channel to your first chakra. There is a pause and you let that pause, that emptiness to be filled with the element of love. And you do that a couple of times, that you move energy in your center channel. When you go exhale, you go down to your first chakra and you let that pause to be filled with element of love. And now you invite all another elements, water, fire, air, earth, to your body. They are part of your body, but breathe them in like you did with the element of love. You let that pause to be filled with elementals. Elements. And you feel earth like you are grounding. You are very grounded. You feel fire. You have excitement to do this service work. You feel water, it's like a fluid, everything is moving. And there is air, there is ease, there is space. And then you put your focus to the fourth, fifth, and sixth energy templates. And you breathe them in to your center channel. So exhale, you go down. There is a pause. And you let that emptiness to be filled with 5, 6, 7 dimensional template energy. And you just relax. You don't force your breathing. And we are breathing a moment, and while Alexander is doing something,
Shana Vara Re Yena Na Su
You are aware your grounding cord. You are inside your physical body. And you see from your third eye that cube that is rotating counterclockwise. And above that is a pink diamond that is rotating clockwise. Cube counterclockwise and pink diamond clockwise. And you are aware the pillar that is middle of the pink diamond. And there is Yeshua and Magdalene. And you open up your energy field and you start to transmit element of love, peace, unity, consciousness, harmony, 5, 6, 7 dimensional energy template. You transmit those to the pink diamond. And same time, you transmit those energies to the ley lines when you are grounded to the earth. And you radiate your power, you radiate your light. We are very powerful.
Yod Hey Va And so it is. Please feel free to keep your silence as long as you like. and remember to take that energy through all your day, through all your weeks, in your heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Alexander and Helen and Beth and Soleil, for your guidance in this wonderful meditation. With that, we will close this meeting. But as Alexander said, feel free to hold this energy in your body and continually transmit it as often as you feel guided. And with that, we will close this meeting. Blessings.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you, Soleil. Ellen. Alexander.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. What a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Much love.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. And have a wonderful week.